Oftentimes, within the circle of priests, we often joke with each other that someone who is hard to reach, we would say that this person is mysterious like the Holy Spirit. He comes and goes, and we don't know where he is because he never answers his phone, you know. But when he meets us, all of a sudden, we are filled with the phone call like 5 or 6 times a day, mysterious like the Holy Spirit like that. However, that's just the human factor, that sometimes we become flaky or we are not responsive to what's going on. But the Holy Spirit is working in a very mysterious way beyond our comprehension, our understanding, to bring all things into fulfillment in order to fulfill and transform and to sanctify us to become more like Christ. As you have heard in the collect today, the collect invites us to transcend beyond our earthly parentage in order to be grounded and to be transformed into what our Heavenly Maker wants us to be. So here is the distinction I want to invite each and every one of you to kind of reflect. So the first thing is the Spirit, the Holy Spirit with a capital S, and then our own adoptive spirit with a small s. The Holy Spirit was sent among us to transform, to sanctify, to fulfill what Christ had begun in us when we received our baptism. And he continued to confirm that baptismal vocation and calling and identity when we receive confirmation. We are born anew through the power and working of the Holy Spirit in Christ Jesus. That's the capital S. However, for us to realize the gift that the Spirit gives to us, we need to form, open, and dispose our own personal spirit, the small S, to become sons and daughters of God. The Holy Spirit cannot change our life, cannot form us, cannot transform us, unless we have the Spirit as sons and daughters. Humility, docility, and the openness for God to be at work in us is so important. Yes, God can create the whole world. God can save the whole world. God can do many things, but we also remember that God give us the freedom to choose. To choose to conform our lives to His will, to choose to become His sons and daughters, to choose to embrace our adoption in Christ Jesus, to choose to live a new life, or to choose a way of sin, to choose an enslavement to this world, or to choose to do whatever we want. We have the power to choose. And who do we choose? Are we willing to be reborn? I have already been reborn with baptism. But to continue to be reconfigured, re-transformed, and re-changed each and every day to the power and working of the Holy Spirit or not? And are we allowing the Holy Spirit to make us each day into better sons and daughters of God yet or not? You have heard in the first reading today, and we continue to hear throughout this Easter season, the Acts of the Apostle. How the Spirit was able to work within the Apostle to give them the courage, to give them the perseverance, to give them the ability to preach the gospel, to proclaim Christ, even when they were facing so many challenges and trials. That same Spirit that was working in the Apostle is here among us now. He's at work. in very mysterious way. But are we allowing ourselves to be open to recognize and to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit yet or not? Are we willing to become more Christ-like each and every day by allowing ourselves to find joy, allowing ourselves to live, and allowing ourselves to embrace the spirits that God's own sons and daughters or not? We do have a choice, and that choice will allow us to become more Christ-like, to be in love, to be free of the things of this world, and to be who we are truly called to be, sons and daughters of God, and instrument of the Holy Spirit.